Hypnagogue Podcast 441.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Thank you.
Well, my goodness, that certainly got dark, didn't it? The flow dictates the show. Actually, let me kind of give you a little peek behind the curtain here as to why those last two tracks were in there. I mean, I like them. They were there because it worked for the flow. But here's the thing. When albums kind of stick in a holding queue for a while, it's usually because I haven't quite figured out how much I like them or where they're going to fit within a show. I don't tend to disqualify things like right out of hand. There are always some albums when they come to me at hypnagogue@hotmail.com, in case you're planning on submitting, that I give them an early listen, or I look at the description and it's not really going to fit well with what I want for the show, and so I get rid of those. Other things, you know, I'll bring them in, and as I go along listening, I become slightly unsure. I don't immediately dismiss them, but I'm not quite sure if they will end up here or not. All of which is to say that the last two tracks in this first set kind of lingered in that space for a little while. I tried to find places to put them, and I finally obviously found spots for them here. Not sure how you are going to feel about them. I hope you kind of enjoyed them in some way, because we do offer a very broad spectrum of music here, but that is why we ended up there. And again, the flow dictates the show, and this is where the flow felt like it was going. So where did it begin? Well, let me tell you, it was going to start with the second track that you heard. And then one day I was giving yet another listen to Atopus's superb album, Iota. Just a great, great album. And I heard this track called Level, and I was like, you know what? I gotta move that, what had been the first track, just gonna put him in second place, because I really want to kick off with this piece. So I did. The piece that got bumped from the number one position was from Alexis Delazan. The album is called Acclimatation, and that was Le Rêve du Samson. Mind Heal after that, from Heart and Mind with Wired Together. Terry David, lovely album called Six Waves. I played the track Elliptical Tales for you. Then it was In Vitro with the title track, and I do love this album title, Ghostwriters on the Storm. That is correct. I said Ghostwriters, not Ghostwriters. Ghostwriters on the Storm. I really like that. Sven Laux came after that with Imbalance Before Stroke, from the Undefined Feeling of Discomfort. That's two really good album titles in a row. Ghostwriters on the Storm and the Undefined Feeling of Discomfort. And then we started to get a little weird and dark. And that began with Voltage, V-O-L-T-I-J. Check off spelling on your Hypnagogue podcast bingo card. The track is called The Moons Are Singing, and that's from the Four Drones release. And we descended
into darkness,
courtesy of Sublimatio Mortis. From the, this is going to sound like we're having a Latin lesson. Sublimatio Mortis, from the album Transubstantiatio. Mm-hmm. And the track was called Conjunctio Entis. I'm not going to go look all that stuff up for you right now. Stopped this first set a little late, and we really want to keep going with more music from the holding tanks. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 441. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And suddenly there you are at the end of Hypnagogue podcast number 441. My name is John Shanahan. I'm your host, trying to bring you the best in ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music. The second set kicked off with Thomas Lemmer from the Dreamscapes release with In the Glow of Midnight. Ambiente Solstice after that. Do I pronounce that right? Ambiente? It's ambient with an E at the end. Always concerned that I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Ambiente Solstice. The album is called A Question of Time, and that was Intervals of Infinity. Nanium after that. Boy, you guys give me stuff I have to try hard to pronounce. God, cut me a break. Nanium, the album is called Dreams Remembered. That was Sequencing. After that, another collaboration between Philip Wilkerson and Chris Russell. This time around, it is called Imaginary Realities. That track was Dissipation. Shuffling my way through the holding tank brought me up to the Sleep Laboratory 5.0 compilation. There have been five of them. You could just call them 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but they are 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, and 5.0. And I pulled out a track from Yolanda Moleta. Turns out, actually, I have a full album from Yolanda Moleta, which I have to dig into and probably bring you something from that in the near future. That track, by the way, was called Dream Spell. And it was Dashmesh taking us into that good didgeridoo-driven kind of primal ambient territory. His new release is called Biomimesis, and that was The Sacred Tree. And we got a little more acoustic as Pacific Walker pulled us out from his album Lost in the Valley of the Sun. And again, stuff I can't pronounce well. You ready? Bustari Tears for the Inferni. Now, when I mumble my way through something like that, or muddle it, or mangle it, however you want to say that, you know, you can always go to the playlist at hypnagoguepodcast.com, see what the hell I'm saying, and you will find links there to every album that you have heard from on every episode of the Hypnagogue Podcast. While we're on that subject, my usual reminder, if you go and pick up some of this music and the artist has a name-your-own-price option, please put in something greater than zero, because they are bringing you pleasure. The least you can do is bring them a couple of bucks. And if you have the opportunity to do so, please tell them that you heard their stuff on the Hypnagogue Podcast. That is just grotesquely self-serving on my part, but at least I'm honest about it. And that's what you get here. Hey, I will be back very soon with another episode. Until that time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.